first off, some of your impressions and being able to jump out to that big lead. You had 24-point first quarter, not quite that pace through the rest of the game, but how would you gauge your offensive efficiency tonight?
Well, it's probably not very good because I think we turned it over too much, but, I mean, that's a grumpy coach answer. The positive coach answer is this, and that is, you know, the rest of the league is probably at home winning by about 85 points, playing a JV. I've been called stupid more than once for scheduling Redlands, you know, a really good team on the road on opening night. But I believed in this team way back in the spring, and I thought that if we could just pull some things together that we'd be able to come and take this challenge. And obviously it's tough to win games, and so tonight you find a way to win. That team is good. You know, they scored 57 points, and they didn't play well. I just thought our team was ready to go. I thought we were prepared. I thought that we knew what was coming before they did it. And, you know, I don't know that they had an answer. And I thought that we had some players, sophomores, step up. I mean, DeRay Lewis was unguardable. Kavita Akula from the perimeter was unguardable. Monica Bearfield was unguardable. Tiana McKee, Jessica Carrillo, I mean, they were tough for them to sit down and guard. And I'm just, like I said, I'm really excited because you envision, you say, best case scenario, you know, here's what's going to happen, here's how it's going to look, and I think that's what we got tonight.